Let's dive into some security concerns and what you can do to shore up your AI implementations inside of Agentforce. So I noticed a post on LinkedIn that was gaining some traction. That was from Amnon Kruvi, and he's a Salesforce architect. And he mentions in his post that it took me exactly two questions to accidentally get Agentforce to reveal someone else's personal information using the default actions followed by hallucinating made-up orders for that person. And then from there, he's saying how AI has no business reading database records. That is not to say there are no excellent use cases for it, but delivering live information from a database is just too risky in the data protection era. We need to be realistic with what kinds of solutions AI can safely deliver. I understand the hype, but some of it will just leave the door wide open for someone to steal your data. And so that really intrigued me when I first saw that, is like, wow, this is giving up information. And Salesforce has done a lot of work around the Einstein trust layer to try to protect information to mask sensitive data as it goes to a large language model. But when you think about it, as far as authentication methods, that's something that always happens whenever you call into a call center and dealing with any sort of sensitive records. Oftentimes you're asked to verify your phone number, your date of birth, perhaps provide last four of your social, just different things as far as verifying. And so what Amnon goes on to describe in some of the comments, which I'll highlight some here in a moment, is that the verification process was kind of thin, and this was the default behavior and setup in the instruction sets inside of Agentforce. And I'll dig in more to try to see what sort of org or instance he was in, if this was a free learner account. I think one of the issues is that this was the default setup provided by Salesforce, which might lead to users trusting that just because it's coming from Salesforce, just presuming that best practices were being used. So we're going to explore in this video as well how you can help bring your instructions into alignment, your various guardrails that you can put in place inside of Agentforce, and then open up some of the possibilities as far as if there's things that are out of alignment or contradict one another in your guardrails and instructions. These are all things that we now have to think about in this new age of AI that we're working in and navigating. And so Amnon further iterates that does a good job of closing off a lot of attack vectors, but the issue was with the default demo configuration being of poor quality and teaches bad processes that highlight the security risk involved with any kind of AI-based technology. And so here is my comment where I chimed in, just saying from my perspective that there's so many challenges that abound from implementing generative AI, and placing guardrails, ensuring alignment across all instructions in Agentforce, and the inevitable rapid release of new and improved models makes this a moving target. This is a good case study for the Agentforce Testing Center. And previously, we saw the release a few weeks ago of the Agentforce Testing Center, where you can bulk test Agentforce performance and agent responses. And I think that this is a good thing to think about, is the hundreds or thousands of ways that prompts might come into an enterprise, and then testing out in bulk the verification process so that you are not just giving away other people's information. The scenario that Amnon is describing is he's self-identifying as someone, saying that he is someone else, giving that person's email address, which sometimes is easy to find online, and then asking questions about an order, for example. So you can see if you're dealing with Agentforce in a healthcare setting, financial services, etc., there's a lot of loopholes that could be exploited. And so then Paul Battinson, he had a question here mentioning that this is concerning and asking about the setup, wanting to know more details as to what was the org in question, what was the setup. And so he answers Paul saying it was an SDO, that's a Salesforce developer org. And the main point here is that Amnon had a pretty good idea of why it was happening and how to mitigate the situation as well. His main point is that the default action should not be so exposed because people might think they're best practice. And that's the point here, is that when you see something from Salesforce, you assume that everything's been thought out and thought through and that the proper guardrails are in place. So whenever you're spinning up an instance that has Agentforce enabled, you don't want to just necessarily take all the instruction sets at face value. There's instructions you can place at the agent level and inside of prompt templates. And you will be wanting to audit those, make sure that they're in alignment. That's one of the points I was trying to make as far as this being indeed a moving target, coupled with as well in the background, the constant evolution and advancements with new large language models and those being added into Agentforce over time. And so this is something that will not be a set it and forget it sort of proposition, but will always need to be being monitored by organizations and tested in bulk, in mass. And that's why the Agentforce Testing Center is so important, is because we can't humanly scale to that point to think of all the variations as to the different approaches to be able to try to hack this in. And there was another response further down from someone named Vanny. Didn't put her last name. I checked her profile. I'm not sure what her last name is. But she's bringing up, since Agentforce can't function without Einstein Trust Layer, which includes safeguards like data masking and access controls. I'm curious, did this happen even after having these protections, or do you think there's still room for improvement? And so then Amnon responds back that I did not actively put someone's address as protected data in the trust layer configuration, though it was enabled with the default settings. I then basically said, hey, my email is XXX, then asked it to tell me what my address and birthday were. And so that is the example specifically of the prompt or the utterance that was given to Agent Force, and it didn't really do a great job as far as verifying the identity of the person. It was able to then verify by the email address, assuming that that is the person that is chatting or prompting Agent Force, and then was able to follow up with asking some follow-up questions. And so then Andy Cotgreave brought up a great point as well, saying we don't want to put the burden on the end user as far as having to test, and that burden should be on Salesforce and the configuration of Agent Force. And this, I think it was this specific comment that caused me to remember the Agent Force Testing Center, which was recently released. That comment of test, was realizing, okay, the burden is on the user, and this is Salesforce's response, is to use the Agent Force Testing Center, because we can't humanly scale, as I said, to test out all those different variations. And so it's the coupling of humans and AI working together on that side of the fence to do that testing, in addition to configuring the Einstein Trust Layer settings, and then as well the instruction sets for prompt templates, the agent instructions as well, the topic configurations. So there's a lot of great conversation here, and this really opens up some thought related to authentication of users and just the utterances and prompts that Agent Force will be faced with dealing with out in the wild. So many thanks to Amnon Cruvi for insightful post, bringing up some important aspects related to security in the age of Agent Force. And so be sure and check out Velza. That is our implementation company. We specialize in Salesforce implementations and Agent Force implementations. Reach out to us at velza.com, and we will schedule a call, do a discovery, and get your implementation out on the right foot, or fix a failed implementation. That seems to be all the rage nowadays, is people trying to start over and get their configurations fixed, especially in this age of AI and Agent Force. Also, be sure and check out rapidreskill.com for Salesforce and AI training. And be sure and like and subscribe to YouRelevant podcast. Feed the algorithm, help others to find YouRelevant as well. It's all about helping you find relevance in the economy of now. I'm Mike Wheeler, signing off for now. Until next time, I'll see you in the cloud.